Good afternoon. It is 1:05 p.m. and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal Chokchage's campus community radio on air since 1987. You are in the second and final hour of If You've Got Ears, and this is a special all-metal edition of If You've Got Ears with me, DJ Heckhammer, and we've been playing some black metal for the past hour, and we will continue to do so for the next hour. All of it, I tried to fit under this umbrella thematic category of grim and frostbitten as we are slowly transitioning into winter. You just listened to the band Yellow Eyes. They are from Brooklyn, New York. That's off their, I think it's their first album, Silence Threads, The Evening's Cloth, and that song was called Cathedral. And before that, you listened to Fallen Forest, another U.S. black metal project, although I don't think they're from New York. Off their second demo, that song was called Calling to the Wind. The next song is a new release. This is from the band Ungfell. They are Swiss. This is their new single that they put out pretty recently. And this song is called De Wolf Vo Ringabe.
Conexion Nud-Afrique presents the Nigerian pop star Yemi Alade for an exceptional concert in Montreal. With her powerful voice and energetic performances, Yemi Alade is the new queen of Afrobeat. Don't miss her spectacular concert Thursday, November 10th at the M Toulouse. Tickets on sale now. For more info, visit Conexion Nud-Afrique.
That was an advertisement for an upcoming concert. But before that, you listened to the song Chants of Impiety by Calderum off the album Mystical Fortress of Iberian Lands. That's a one-man like dungeon synth black metal project from Spain. Before that, okay, I actually have to issue a correction. I said that De Wolfo Vingeberg was a new release from Ungfell. That's technically true, but it was actually a song off their first demo in 2015, and they're re-releasing it as a single, and that re-release just came out, so I was not wrong in saying that it was a new release, but it is a new release of an older song. I wanted to issue that correction. The next song, I do have this one right. This is from Summoning's album, Minas Morgul. I'm sorry, Lord of the Ring fans, please don't come for me. And this song is called Lugbers.
We'll be right back. The Montreal International Documentary Festival is celebrating its 25th edition, a unique opportunity to enjoy the best documentary films from all around the world.
This fall, the RIDM returns exclusively to theaters and venues with screenings, festivities, and much more.
See you from November 17th to the 27th.
Discover the full program at RIDM.ca.
The RIDM, where all stories meet.
You just listened to Cosmic Church, from Finland, off their album Tatimus. That song was called Aloitus. Before that, you listened to Worm off their album Blue Nothing, and that song was called Centuries of Ooze 2. They're a U.S. black metal band, and that album came out, I think, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's a very new release. I found out about this band through the zine Arcane Archivist, who profiled them and were really hyping them up for their release. I really like it. It sounds a lot like Summoning in some ways to me, kind of like doomy, but there's still like a black metal edge to it, I think, anyway. And then before that, you did listen to Summoning themselves off their album, Minas Morgul. That song was called Lugbers. We've got a few more songs until 2 o'clock when my show ends. This next song is by Dørheimsgard off their album Kronet til Konga. I'm sorry, my Norwegian is really bad. This song is called Midnatskogen Sorte Kierna. I'm really sorry, Norway. It is 1:48 p.m. and you are still listening to 90.3 FM CKUT Montreal Chokchage's community radio on air since 1987. We are wrapping things up here with this edition of If You've Got Ears with me, DJ Heckhammer. Thank you to everyone who's tuned in. I hope that you like what I played and it was maybe something interesting or new that you hadn't heard before. That's the beauty of community radio, getting to showcase music from all over the world that you might not hear elsewhere. And I highly encourage anybody listening to keep listening. The next show after this one is really cool. This is Radio Kapwa, founded in 1999. It's an inclusive Filipino community and cultural radio show that celebrates the diversity and difference of people with roots in the Philippines. They do a lot of talk about culture, grassroots community work, and I always catch a few minutes of it before I have to run, and it always sounds really great. And they've been around since 1999, so definitely check that out for something completely different than what we were listening to on this show. I have one more song for today, but before I play it, there's a bit of a story involved. So this next band, it's a one-man black metal project called Conic, and it's actually this guy, he's Dine, he's Navajo, so it's like an indigenous black metal project. And the reason I wanted to talk about it was because I wanted to go on a small rant and talk about the specific phenomenon of people claiming indigeneity within black metal. There's a name for this phenomenon in general. It's called pretendianism. And for context, I'm not indigenous to Turtle Island, but I am an indigenous woman. I'm from Siberia. And it's, but this is like a phenomenon that happens a lot in North America on Turtle Island, wherein somebody falsely claims indigenous ancestry or community ties for some, usually like monetary gain or social positioning. A really famous example of this is Andrea Smith, who's an American academic who works a lot with issues of violence against women of color and indigenous women, and claimed Cherokee ancestry for a very long time until it came out that she did not possess any ties to a Cherokee community. And, you know, she had received grants and funding intended for indigenous academics, you know, on false pretenses. So it's a really just gross phenomenon, but it does happen in metal too. And I have to recount a specific incident, which it was honestly one of those moments where you're like secondhand embarrassed. It was Indigenous Peoples Day a few years ago, and a certain metal publication released a list of Indigenous metal bands to listen and support. Fine. And I noticed one of them because I think it's the album, but the album was called Wind in His Hair. And I was like, isn't that from Dancing with Wolves? And, like, you know, one of this movie that, you know, is possesses a lot of, you know, stereotypes about Indigenous people, specifically like Plains peoples, with Kevin Costner. I was like, well, I don't know about that. And so I went online. This took about maybe 5 seconds. There's a website called Metal Archives, which is basically the Wikipedia, but for metal bands. And it said they were from Germany. And I was like, well, you know, people could have moved there. And I clicked on the band, and it is two German guys who are not Indigenous, and they're both white, and they have dreadlocks, so there's definitely some cultural appropriation, some Black cultural appropriation happening there, too. And the point of this entire story is, if you work in music journalism and you want to support and uplift Indigenous people, especially within metal, that's great and that's wonderful, but I am begging you to do maybe, like, 5 seconds of research, and also, again, the Dancing with Wolves thing, that didn't raise any red flags for you. I just think it's kind of funny, and also, again, really, really embarrassing, because, like I said, it took 5 seconds to find this out. If you're interested in learning more about Indigenous Black metal, there's a really cool podcast on Spotify called Res Metal, and I think it's another guy from Navajo Nation, and he profiles a lot of metal bands, but he does pay special attention to a lot of Indigenous Black metal bands, so definitely check him out and support. My rant's over, and I think I have enough time for this one song, and then it'll go again to Radio Kapwa. This has been DJ Heckhammer. It's been super fun playing music for y'all. I hope everyone has a great rest of the day, and this last song is, again, by the Dine Black Metal Project Conic off their album Spectral Walls of Captivity. This song is called Redeem from Prosperity.
Magandang hapon, nakikinig tayo sa Radyo Kapwa, CKUT 90.3 FM. We're all Filipinos, or Filipino enough.
Magandang hapon sa inyong lahat. Welcome to Radio Kapwa on CKUT 90.3 FM. Franz Stoner here today welcoming you all. And we also are also joined with Veronica Jane Bertiz, Desiree Ruiz, and the wonderful Laura Kaluya, who always does our sound engineering, but whose voice we love to hear as well. We love Laura. Thank you, Laura, for everything you do.
Thank you, guys.
So today, super excited to welcome Rebecca Mananquil. She is an immersive healing experiences curator and is pretty multidisciplinary in terms of her alternative medicine. So there's a lot of different ways this conversation can go. But one of the things that really attracted me to Rebecca in the first place is the sound healing she does. And I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But, you know, we always like to start with a little icebreaker question. So I would love to talk to folks about today. What is a sound that you find comforting or therapeutic or healing? And for me, it's really the ocean. And it's funny because the ocean in real life, like ocean waves, but also kind of in just like made up form. And what I mean by that, it's like a weird thing to say, but what I mean by that is like, I have a toddler who's a bit of a light sleeper. So we have kind of those like baby